From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Deadly violence has marred the opening of the new United States Embassy in Jerusalem. Associated Press White House correspondent Sagar Magani reports, President Trump says the move was overdue.
It comes months after President Trump declared Jerusalem the Jewish state's capital and promised to move the embassy there.
For many years, we failed to acknowledge the obvious.
He did not acknowledge the rising death toll as Palestinians along the Gaza border protested the move to a city where they claim their capital. In a video message played at the embassy dedication, the president said the U.S. remains fully committed to an Israeli-Palestinian peace deal. His top Mideast advisor, son-in-law Jared Kushner, was at the ceremony.
Those provoking violence are part of the problem and not part of the solution.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
American officials say several dozen additional Marines are now being deployed to beef up security at embassies in Israel, Jordan, and Turkey following outbreaks of violence since the opening of the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem. The officials say the increases are temporary and will involve about a dozen more Marines in each location. Gaza's health ministry says Israeli forces have shot dead more than 50 Palestinians along the border of the Gaza Strip. More than 2,000 people were wounded. The Israeli military says more than 40,000 people protested. It also says there were no border breaches during the protests Monday, despite what it called an unprecedented level of violence. The Israeli military accuses Hamas of using the protests as a cover to carry out attacks. The Trump administration says Hamas is responsible for the deaths in Gaza. This is VOA News. Iraqis are awaiting